Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
it seems as if the jazz community has suffered a disproportionate number of sad stories and tragic ends over the years. Over the next five Dr. Jazz Hours, we will delve deep into the dreadful deaths of many singers and musicians. We're talking suicides, murders, accidents, illnesses, drug overdoses, things like that. One of the most horrendous stories in the history of jazz is that of trombonist Frank Rosolino, who in 1978 shot his two young sons while they were sleeping and then shot and killed himself. Here's Rosolino shortly before his death playing Sneakyoso. Singer Savannah Churchill, while performing at a club in 1956, had a drunken patron fall out of a balcony and land directly on top of her. She suffered severe injuries that ended her career. So here's Savannah in 1942 with Two-Faced Man. Pianist Carl Perkins died from a heroin overdose in 1958 at 29 years old. Perkins recorded Carl's Blues with pianist Curtis Counts in 1957.
Thank you.
again. Nothing meaner than a two-faced man. His shameful ways are more than I can stand. Fickle.
Dr. Jazz is presenting Very Sad Stories on this Dr. Jazz Hour. After returning with his Hellfighter band from France after World War I, James Reese Europe was stabbed in the neck by his orchestra's drummer and died. You'll hear Europe's band in 1919 doing How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm after they've seen Paris. Boogie-woogie pianist Mead Lex Lewis was killed at 58 when he was rear-ended by a speeding car in 1964. Here's Lewis playing the Pittsburgh Flyer in 1954. Trumpeter Fats Navarro, who was just beginning to make a name for himself, was obese, a heroin addict, and died from tuberculosis in 1950 at 26 years old. Navarro recorded Everything Cool in 1946 with a large combo of beboppers.
Thank you.
We are exploring the tragic deaths of jazz musicians and singers on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Cuban conga man Chano Pozo was a member of Dizzy Gillespie's Big Latin Band in 1948. Pozo was shot and killed in a Harlem bar after accusing a local bookie of selling him poor quality marijuana. Here's Gillespie's Latin Band doing Manteca with Pozo at the congas in 1948. Singer Ann Richards, formerly the wife of bandleader Stan Kenton, was found in her home shot in the head. It was ruled a suicide, but family members were convinced that her second husband did it for her money. Richards recorded Evil Gal Blues in 1961 with a quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm an evil gal, don't you bother with me. I'll empty all your pockets and fill you with misery. If you tell me good morning, I'll tell you that's a lie. If you say hello, baby, I'll give you the evil eye. Great big appetite. To keep me satisfied, you'll have to feed me day and night. I'm an evil gal, honey, I've never been called a saint. And there's a darn good reason, honey, 'cause the good Lord knows I ain't. You want me, but I won't be yours alone. I'll give you some loving like I'd give a dog a bone. Yeah, I'm an evil gal. Maybe we could just be friends. Or I'll burn you like a candle, and I'll burn you at both ends. I've got guys to the left, and I've got guys to the right. Guys every day, and guys every way, and guys every night. I've got so many guys, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, baby, I ain't no good to you.
We are looking at some tragic stories on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff had serious heroin problems, but died of spinal cancer at 33 in 1957. Here's Chaloff in 1956 doing I've Got the World on a String with a quartet. Trombonist Jack Jenny, whose swing band of 1940 probably failed because of his severe alcoholism, developed kidney problems and then, in 1945, died on the operating table during an appendectomy when he was 35. You'll hear the Jack Jenny Orchestra in 1939 doing High Society. Chick Webb was born with spinal tuberculosis, which stunted his growth and made him a hunchback. Even so, he led one of the best swing bands in America and was a spectacular drummer until he finally succumbed to his condition in 1939 at age 35. Here's the Chick Webb Band with Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. helps to shoo the clouds away.
For another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.